Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. And I'm sitting here with my lovely life, the Valkyrie.
Okay.
With her normal enthusiasm as always.
If I change,
yeah, she has to do that. And I have some very special guests you have heard by their laughter. We've been dying to do this for a while now. There was some cancellations last time because the weatherman said it was going to be the storm of the century.
Yep.
And as one of my guests here said, it was the dusting of the century.
Yeah,
okay. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Oh, well, I am Patsy, the award-winning nerd, host of the Throwdown Thursday podcast.
The what again?
The award-winning nerd.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if I heard you make the first
time. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Normally angry nerd, but I'm sticking with that award-winning thing for a little while.
It's still an A, so it still kind of works.
Yeah, it works. Changed my Twitter handle and everything.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I love the awards and the...
the little medal, yeah, next to the shark. Yeah. I had to... I'm not one for emojis, but, like, yeah, this was all right. Yeah, I don't mind doing that.
Special occasions, yeah.
Yeah.
Special occasion. The special occasion emoji?
Yes.
Okay.
Special occasions.
And who's that next to you?
Well, this is my co-host in life and my co-host on the show. She is the Real Housewife of Transylvania. She is the Michael Phelps of wine, the Mistress of Merlot, and the Queen of Monsters.
And award-winning podcaster.
I was going to say award-winning because we both won the award for best interview at the inaugural Scaricon Podcast Awards. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, so this is like the inaugural one?
It's the first one ever.
I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ashes of a Nightmare.
Hello, everyone. I'm super stoked to be here.
Yeah, this is fun. We've got wine. We've got rosé.
We had chicken.
Oh, my God. I ate like a toddler. I had barbecue sauce smeared everywhere. I should have worn a bib.
Yes. Steve actually loved the wings, too. He's been over a couple times, and I've made wings.
The wings were fantastic.
It's my signature.
I learned from someone else.
Hey.
Yeah, but you know, if you're good at something, just keep doing that one thing you're good at.
Yes, I'm good at making someone else's signature wing.
That's why I stopped having sex, so I'm not good at it.
Well, no, you're just good at that one thing.
Yeah, just that one thing.
That's why I married him.
It wasn't the kitchen cooking. So I want to thank you guys for coming. This is, before we get into that, tell us about, because you guys, like I said, award-winning podcast, and we joke about it, but it's a really good show. And
Thank you. It's
a variety of, I guess pop culture would be the best term for it, but I like the fact that it's not just a show describing what's going on. It's actually kind of informative. So
we try.
So when you're doing a topic, you bring somebody on who's knowledgeable about it. Like Shazam, you had Brandon come on.
Yeah, so, but we didn't know anything about Shazam.
So talk about the show.
So
you have your spiel. So go give the spiel that you gave us.
I am an excellent salesperson. So we talk about characters the same way other podcasts do film reviews and whatnot. And we do a plethora of characters. We're a very eclectic podcast. We do everything from like the Game of Thrones series that we did to horror characters, sci-fi, comic book, just regular book, TV, you name it. We have or will cover it. We have a RuPaul episode on the docket that I'm very excited about right now.
That's for Pride Month.
Yes.
And that'll actually be
right. Yeah, yes, Queen.
Do you do Pride in Provincetown?
I haven't, but that's on my list.
We're starting this year.
Are you?
So much fun.
When is it?
This thing has a pull-up.
Weekend, the 7th. No.
It's we're going the 18th until the 23rd.
No, 20,
longer.
24th, maybe.
Maybe. But their drag
August.
Parade. It's like out of.
Oh, well, I mean, like, because P-Town is infamous for their drag enthusiasm, and we go to the Cape every year for
Tatiana's,
our anniversary.
Right on the pier?
Are
Tatiana's?
They?
Oh, their lobster rolls?
Very good. But they're always promoting some sort of show. And when we're down there, there are, you know, just it's a very eclectic group of people, which I love. But every year that we go down there, we see this one drag queen. I keep meaning to ask her her name, but she's the one on the bike.
The one that
and
loves
she
you.
Will change her outfit like 5 different times. And she rides a bike with different promotional stuff on it, promoting the shows for the night.
That's amazing.
And she is fat. She is in heels on a bike.
That's amazing.
Riding down the streets of P-Town being like, hey, sweetie, you know you need to come check out this show. Oh, I see you, Miss Pink Hair. You know you want to come here. You know? Like, it's like, yes, yes, I do want to. Are you going to be there? Because, yes, I do want to see you. So, but yeah, our show is really, it's different than most of the shows out there. And we really pride ourselves on that. We've done some great interviews in the past. We won an award for the interview that we did with the cast of Megalodon from the Sci-Fi Asylum film.
I'm not gonna lie, I was super jealous about that too, by the way.
And it was such a good movie.
It was.
It was better than the Meg. No, it was. It was more.
No, I laughed. They're both equally just stupid fun.
No,
both of them were okay. No, he's gonna.
I have to get into a little bit. Hold on, I'm just gonna say my piece. Yeah.
And I like them both equally, but for different reasons.
As a shark enthusiast,
not just as a shark enthusiast, but I've been a fan
as
of
a self-proclaimed doctor of the subject.
Yes, I am. I have my PhD in shark exploitation. I'm gonna add that to my intro.
Oh gosh.
Going to the title list.
As a person who has read, I think, all of the Meg books, I think there's 5 or 6 of them.
Wait,
I think,
there's books?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And someone who interviewed author Steve Alton about the Meg, I had a special place for the Meg in my heart. But what the movie did and what the story was, it veered in several different directions, and there were some things that I was like, well, I wished I could have done this better. I did like the way they did this. I liked the way they made the shark look like it was really cool. I was kind of hoping that they would go with the original way the shark got up through the thermocline, but
what's the original way that they went through there?
The original way was there were 2 sharks. The male was tangled up in, they were doing some deep sea research, and the male was tangled up and, you know, it suffered some injury. So as it suffered its injury, the female found it and was devouring it. But as it was devouring it, it was covered in all the hot blood from the male's body. And so as it was going up from the thermocline...
I kind of enjoy that better as well.
As it's going up through the thermocline, because as you get deeper, you know, the water gets colder and colder and colder.
Oh, so the hot blood.
So the hot blood protected it until it could get to a more temperate level. And also, as you've seen, I'm sure anyone who looks at, you know, deep sea animals, not only are they bioluminescent, they're pale and they're blind. Because there's no light at the bottom of the ocean. These sharks were neither pale nor blind.
Fair enough.
So that's a couple of the things that, like, okay, I wish they would have done this different. I did like the way they made the shark look in Megalodon. And, see, this is the thing I have with... I know. This
you didn't know about yourself. Sorry, did you?
I wish this was on video, because, like, the pause and the setback and the... Well, you know.
See, my expert opinion.
Well, no, it's not that.
Do you need to get you like a shark monocle?
I know.
I feel like a sharnacle.
A sharnacle, yeah.
A sharnacle.
Well, here's the thing with these lower budget movies. Just because a movie has a lot of money doesn't make it good. If Geostorm didn't have Gerard Butler and Ed Harris and Andy Garcia in it...
What movie is this?
Geostorm.
I don't even know if we've seen that.
I just watched it recently. If it didn't have a $100 million budget, it would have been produced by The Asylum.
Oh,
and
wow.
Played
okay.
on Sci-Fi.
Let me tell you, we can count on one hand how many good movies Gerard Butler's been in.
That's fair. Reign of Fire, 300...
Yeah. How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen those.
He plays the chief. He plays Jay Baruchel's dad.
Oh, Law Abiding Citizen.
Law Abiding Citizen was real good, yeah.
I guess P.S. I Love You.
I didn't see that one.
He was good. I don't have the best opinion about Katherine Heigl, but she was good.
Isn't Katherine Heigl a douche?
Yeah, from what I've heard. I don't know her, so.
I know she has a choice about Seth Rogen.
She's really that talented. But again, that's just my opinion, and my opinion does not reflect the opinions of the show.
Right.
Oh, no, I agree.
Okay, it does.
But the point is, you know, when you have, and we learned this, you know, not learned it, but it really hit home when we were talking to the Megalodon folks. When you have a smaller budget, you don't have an unlimited amount of time to reshoot and redo and go over on and on and on and on all these different, you know, scenes. It's like, okay, we have X amount of time. We have to shoot this in a week.
Yeah.
So if we're going to do this scene, it's a complicated scene. You have to get it right the first time.
Right. So it's like all of the actors have to be on their A game. They need to know their lines. They need to hit their marks.
Which is why on their DVDs and Blu-ray releases, you really don't see like, oh, here's our blooper reel. Here's like 3 hours of deleted scenes that we did.
Right.
You have to get it right.
Right. Because
that's kind of a lot of stress. It must be like crazy. So,
and that's what you got to think. It's like, we just talked to the guys from Bad CGI Sharks. Their budget was like $6,200. And one of the scenes they talked about, you know, if you look at their credits, it's like to the people on...
Wait, $6,200?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$6,200.
$6,200. $6,200
make a movie. The majority of it went to...
CGI
the
and...
The CGI shark.
The crew, yeah.
But it was
yeah.
like... It's like, all right, here's our, you know...
If you have really good friends who are willing to put in the time... Pro bono, you know.
Yeah, you're good.
And it's difficult because they were telling us about this scene. Because I was like, tell me about in the credits where it says to all the people on the beach at this time, go fuck yourself. And I'm like, what prompted that? And they were saying, like, you know, they had gotten a permit to film on the beach.
People are assholes.
But filming on the beach doesn't mean like, okay, we'll provide you a security detail, we'll do this, we'll block this off. You know, so if you're filming a big budget movie and you're like, okay, we have our security, and we're going to be filming on this street. Like, no one's going to get close to, you know, Johnny Depp filming a scene at a diner or something. Or Ryan Reynolds recently filming in
Framingham. Oh, I get close to him.
But I'm just saying.
We're not talking about what you did Tuesday night, okay?
They'll have security details and barriers and all this stuff.
What's the Iglesias song? Ryan Reynolds can love, but he can run, he can hide, but he can't escape my love.
Oh. That's fair. But yeah, you...
Old Man Wade's coming for you, Blake Lively.
I mean...
Raising boom!
But you can't... You know, with these guys, they were like, yeah, we had a 6-person crew. 3 of us were on camera, 1 guy's doing sound, 1 guy's operating the camera, and now we have 1 guy that's, like, trying to keep everybody out of the shot.
Wow.
And it's impossible, because it's like a beach in California.
So, like, how much of a douche do you have to be in a situation like that?
Wait, do you know where you live?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know, never mind.
Well, they said they had, like, this really old lady. They had this really old lady that was like, I'm in the middle of doing my yoga!
Oh,
like,
Jesus!
Like, what are you doing over there? Nothing. Go fuck yourself.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I just...
So how did you guys end up getting that interview? Like, what...
The same way I get most of my interviews.
I'm interested in what you are doing. Do you want to come on my show?
Well, that's really cool.
And what's cool is, you know, we actually have a really good relationship with Dominic Pace, the actor from Megalodon.
Yep.
And now we have a really good relationship with the guys...
Majama.
Yeah, Majama, that's the director...
Matt and Jason Ellsworth and Matteo Molinari.
You know, who did Bad CGI Sharks. And, yeah, it's just, you know, kindness goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know, and we appreciate all forms of art.
Fair.
And that's, you know, and ultimately that's what it is, because art is in the eye of the beholder. Yeah, it's just, you know, if you treat people, and in this business, this entertainment biz, so to speak, everyone's looking for promotions. And
we love promoting stuff.
We love promoting people, and we love being promoted. So it's like, you know, it's kind of a trade-off. It's like, hey, we'll have you on our show. We'll talk about your characters. We'll talk about the movie. You know, we'll make a really good show out of it. It's a product that we can then promote, and you in turn can promote to promote, you know, what you're working on. Well, I mean, and it's like, promotion for us, you know, in
return. You and I, Old Man Wade, we go back and forth all the time. Like, you know, I'll have an article or a podcast episode, and you'll share it. You know, your stuff comes out, I share it, you know.
And that's one of the things that it befuddles me if people to understand how that works. It's like, the idea of one hand washing the other is actually a real thing.
Yeah.
So, like, all it takes is the right person to see something, and then it skyrockets you somewhere else. And then the people who helped you, once you're at a certain level, you're not going to leave those people behind, because they were crucial in your rise to stardom, or whatever you want to call it.
Right. Especially when you become friends with them.
Yes.
You know, like, I think that's what's so great about this, is we have the opportunity to, and I'm just talking about podcasting in general right now, we have the opportunity to meet so many people and befriend so many people who do a variety of different podcasts. There is a podcast for everything out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it's not just true crime or movie reviews.
You know, like, there is something for everyone. So, you know, it's this kind of cool, almost underlooked, you know, section of the entertainment industry that, you know, not a lot of people know. I know podcasts have gained a lot of momentum over the past couple of years and have, you know, really risen in popularity. A lot of people are starting their own podcasts at this point, which, you know, and in my opinion, if you want to start a podcast and you have a really solid idea, just do it. See what happens, you know? But like,
it's
going to
suck at the beginning. Just keep at it.
But
I deleted something. I don't think anybody needs to hear ever again.
I've never deleted anything, but it's just...
But it's kind of cool to kind of have that out in the ether. And sometimes I go back and listen to some of our older episodes and kind of see where we started and where, I mean, we just recorded episode 156.
And I'm always like, oh, I can't believe how fat I sound.
But it's cool to see that kind of like development and growth and almost a confidence that you get behind the microphone. I mean, we all know, we all have faces for radio, but sometimes, you know, it takes a little bit of confidence boosting to really get comfortable and try to fill that dead air, you know, and really try to come up with good content. And
but you know what's funny? Like, we, and I say we, because we have this little, like, random, like, group and circle of people who are podcasting, Facebook groups, and, like, musicians. Like, Steve has been a super supporter of mine and been super helpful with everything he does. So when he has something to promote, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
When he had the thing in Plymouth for his book, I made sure I was there because he's been supportive. Brandon has always been, like, he said, like, he doesn't listen to podcasts, but he always makes sure that, like, when I have an article, he clicks on it because he knows those clicks mean something.
Right.
And on a personal level, like, if I'm on Twitter just talking about, like, being angry or depressed, you'll see it and reach out to me. Hey, if you're okay, don't forget that I'm here if you need something.
Right.
So it's funny that, like, within the group that we found within the last, what, 2 years, how close you get.
It's sad.
Yeah, because all of us here, we're trying our best to live our dreams and live our lives and just be regular, everyday people. And it's actually been kind of motivating and encouraging when you're like, when you have someone like Justin. Justin Cooper, you guys.
Yeah, Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like, and he's.
Cooper was on our show a while ago.
And he's just been, like, Cooper is super, super, super great, man.
Super Cooper.
Super Cooper. Super Cooper. I love
it. Somebody text him right now.
Oh, he'll hear
we
it.
Have your nickname.
I'm not even
Super Cooper.
He's going to listen to this driving from Connecticut to Illinois.
I can't wait till he hears.
First of all, drive safe, sweetie. But second of all, Super Koopa!
Super Koopa! But look, you know what's funny?
Update your Tee Public store, buddy.
Right?
it's true. I feel like we've met a lot of people even within the last year.
Yeah,
like,
I mean...
that we've just thought have been, like, really cool.
Well,
awesome.
I mean, when did we first start interacting? That Black Panther show.
Yeah.
February of last year.
Yeah,
because Brandon was... Because you posted, I think, on... your page. It was like, hey, does anybody know anybody who knows Black Panther? And Brandon tagged me.
Yes.
And we were like, do you want to come on the show? I'm like, absolutely.
And we knew nothing about you. We knew nothing about you at that time, and we're just like Skyping you in, and we had a fucking blast.
Yes.
Well, it's funny because I know Brandon from like when I was in my 20s, like yeah. when I was really young. Like, so like when Mark was like, oh, hey, do you know this kid? And I was like, yeah, no, he's actually really cool. He's wicked knowledgeable. Like, he's like you. Like, he's a nerd. He loves everything that has to do with everything, movies, comics, TV. Like,
you know, for a long time, I thought you guys were the same person. Well, I'll tell you why. So, Rhode Island Comic Con last year, we're chatting with Brandon and Dara, and they're like, oh, we gotta go run off to our photo shoot with Zachary Levi.
I see
and they walk
going.
Away. And then he comes walking around the corner the other direction. Hey, did I miss Brandon? Oh. No, it's like, Clark, you just missed Superman. Oh, did I?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, no, they're the same guy. I know Mark's a big, tall, black dude, and, you know, Brandon's a shorter, pale Irish guy, but... Secret identities are secret identities.
Oh my God! How funny would that be? We just go into a phone booth. This is
like one person comes. They had the TARDIS thing. They had like the TARDIS display there.
Is Brandon Mark or is Mark Brandon? It'd be like the Hulk cover.
Yeah. Is Bruce Wayne the real mask?
Oh my God! But no, it's.
But we finally got everybody together. A couple.
For your show.
Yeah. We all met up.
What's the name of that show again?
Throwdown Thursday.
When's it come out?
Oh, that it comes out Thursdays, right? Yeah.
It's Throwdown Thursday. It comes out on Fridays.
I was actually asked when, you know, like, well, what happens if, you know, because when we first joined a network, there were 6 shows on the network.
Oh, wow.
And every day had a show that would release. And they're like, well, you know, Thursday just happened to be available. So I'm like, all right, we can put the show out on Thursday. And I was like, well, they're like, well, what happens if it was Friday? And I'm like, I would probably call it the Friday Fracas. I don't know. Something fucking. But we're actually about to hit our 3-year anniversary on the 25th.
Wow. Our baby's going to be 3 years
That's
old.
Awesome.
Well, the whole reason
we have a toddler.
I really wanted to
As I'm pointing
show.
To Patrick, because this is radio and you can't see what I'm gesturing right now.
But I really wanted to start a show and I really wanted to do it with her, and she's like, I don't know, wow, podcast. That doesn't sound fun.
I'm like that all the time, and he gets really mad at me.
So check this out. So I started doing a show for Lavelle's network, blackrabbit.com.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started doing it. It's all comic book related. And my buddy Duke was like, you need to have Maria. She should be, like, you guys work so well together. Want to do something together? I'm like, well, she doesn't really like podcasting. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do this comic book podcast because I really like doing just comic book stuff. And I asked Lavelle, he's like, I'm all for it. First one I did solo, and it went better than I thought it would. And then I forget what it was we watched, but I was like, hey, do you mind coming back to my wife? She was like, can you come on the show and do this with me? She goes, yeah, absolutely. And so we're talking, and the goal was for the show to be 30 minutes. But then we start talking about this random, like, movie or whatever was watching. We're bouncing ideas back and forth, and it ends up being an hour. And she was like, I hope it was good. I'm like, oh, you're fine. And so Lavelle hears it, and I'm waiting for critique. He goes, oh, you guys work great together. And she doesn't think she's good. She's fucking great on this stuff.
She said the same thing her first couple of episodes. Like, she was on episode 3 and 4, or right around there.
Yeah, 3 and 4.
We were, like, the first guest we ever had.
I was very nervous. So those episodes are great content.
We did Mary Poppins,
like, a little...
and Frankenfurter from...
How do you do? I see you met my faithful handyman.
Which I still need to. I want to go to that show so bad.
I'm dressing as Frankenfurter too, by the way.
October
and everything.
I try to hit up as many
Shadowcast
as I possibly can in October. And so we should absolutely go.
I would totally do it.
We should go. I dress up as Columbia in her pajamas with the Mickey Mouse ears.
And that's how she met Tim Curry when she met Tim Curry.
Rhode Island Con?
Yep.
Yeah, I met Tim Curry at Rhode Island Comic Con last November, and it was the best money I've ever spent in my life. Like, so the picture has never seen the light of day because I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, you know, I gotta play it super cool, just, whatever, you know, it's just whatever. It's just like the icon that is Jim Curry sitting in front of me, you know? And so I go in and he had a stroke a couple of years ago. He was iffy for a little bit, but he's in a wheelchair. He has limited mobility, but boy, his wit is sharp as tack.
Oh my God, yeah.
He does not miss a beat. And I go in for my photo op, and I'm just like trying to keep it super
cool.
She
was shaking.
I was like, Mr. Curry, it's just an absolute honor to have this opportunity to meet you. Like, you have been such an impact in my life. Like, I just, you know, this is one of the happiest days of my life. And he's like, oh, thank you, sweetie. And he's like, well, what is your name? I said, well, it's Ashley, because that's my given name, my birthday, my Christian name. Christian name.
Considering the conversation we just had earlier before we started, that's hysterical.
I said, and he just looks at me, and he's like, oh, what a beautiful name for a beautiful girl.
She lost her shit.
I could not.
Not the best time for
her. I was so white girl, I could not even. I was so cheesing. So, like, you know, and this all happened within, like, a couple of seconds because, you know, the line is so long.
They didn't take the picture.
In and out. Yeah. So it's not like they're going to sit there and be like, okay, is this picture good? You know, we can take another one? No, it's the picture that you get. So he said that to me. I'm, like, cheesing out. And they're like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And so the picture's of me, like,
trying to hold back tears because we get in line. You know, I was behind the camera because I didn't pay to be in the shot with them.
Yeah.
So, and then we just get back into the line to pick the picture up.
And as soon as we left the curtained area, I just lost it. I was like, I'm beautiful. The little girls in front of me, she was like, oh, sweetie, she's like, don't cry, you're gonna ruin your makeup. I'm like, it's waterproof.
And it was great because she wasn't gonna be able to do it, and I was like, well, it's right after your birthday, it's a couple weeks after your birthday, I will move some bills around and I will make sure that.
So he paid for half, and I paid for, because I mean, it was kind of pricey, yeah. But
$200 I mean, for a 30-second interaction with Tim Curry.
I also got an autographed picture as well. So yeah. I have, like, my picture and, you know.
Was that $100 thing that much?
It was a good amount of money.
Jesus.
That bitch canceled, though. Fuck her. I'm so pissed.
The only person who made you on the level of Ryan Reynolds is Rosario Dawson, and she was supposed to be at the
Royal Comic-Con last year,
but she ended up canceling.
The bitch canceled.
She was at a rally for like a women's right rally for like politics.
Certain people cancel because of like illness. Like Carrie Fisher was supposed to be there a couple of years ago, yeah. And she canceled, and then shortly after that passed away.
Yeah.
So. I get it.
Fine.
So I was incredibly disappointed, but I don't know if I could have been. I don't know if I would have been able to hide my boner. So
probably safer.
I don't know. Wear a long shirt.
Huh?
Wear a long shirt. And we're like a dashiki.
I would have to wear what I was like old like '90s like.
No, just get a nana moo moo.
Oh, one of the ones from like the Star Wars moment when he gained.
Yes, a Hawaiian print Nana Mumu. You could shower cap is optional, but
I kind of feel like you have to wear a shower cap too, though.
I mean, if you're gonna do it,
I mean, you could just consider it cosplay.
I mean, I still have mine from when I was 11 at Rock and Shock a few years ago. Like, we did gender swap Stranger Things. I was 11. I shaved my head and I shaved off all of my beard.
And I did.
Did he look like a pedophile?
I look more like a pedophile strange. With the mustache.
He looked like Uncle Fester in drag.
That's what some people say. I can't have a beard. I look like a melted bullfrog.
But I have like like done his makeup, so he had like the sunken in eyes, and he had like some blood coming out from under his nose. And I got him a Nana Mumu on clearance, you know, to kind of look like the dress that she wears.
And he had like Chuck Taylors, and I had my high socks.
Right, and you had like a navy sweatshirt hoodie that you wore over it.
This was. Not last year, year before, so 2017.
No.
I might have Facebook stalked you and seen your picture, so I might
have been a Facebook
stalk. I get bored and I Facebook stalk
you. I do that to people all the time.
No, I think it might have been 2016.
It was whenever the first season came out.
But anyways, like, at that time, they hadn't done, like, it. Stranger Things had just come out, so they didn't have all the costumes and stuff that you could find. So we were just kind of capitalizing on whatever we could find. So he was 11, I was Mike, and our former co-host at the time, Agent Nicole, was Dustin.
Oh, my
and
God.
And she was handing out pudding, like, chocolate pudding packs.
Oh, that's amazing.
And we were running all over the place, kind of like playing Marco Polo, but instead she'd be like, Mike, I found the chocolate pudding! And people like took pictures with us. It
people that I have known for over a decade didn't know me.
It's amazing.
Like well, people that I knew, people that I
because he didn't have the.
We hung out with a bunch of people on Friday night, and then I show up Saturday, and some people are like, "Why is this guy coming over looking at me like this? Like, why are you coming over to me like?" Like I went up to Trish Wooldridge from the New England Horror Writers, who I've known fucking forever. And I was like, hi, Trish. She's like, hey, how's things? You know? And I'm like, I had to tell her who I was. And she's like, oh, my God. Because people
like that awkward, how do I know you?
No, I don't think she didn't recognize me at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the stranger, but with facial hair.
So it was like a straight.
You get what I'm saying, right?
Phrasing.
Yeah.
How is it not a porno called Stranger Things?
I mean, there might be.
You only need one person for it.
That's exactly my point! It's just like, it feels like it'd be like jack off shit. Stranger Things.
I mean, whatever people are into, I mean, go for it, you know.
What was it you guys did last year? It was a gender swap thing.
Oh, I was the shark from Jaws and she was Quint?
They didn't recognize you, that's what it was. I remember looking at people going, why is Ash's tank? Oh my God!
Yep.
She had the mustache and she had the long sideburns. Yes.
You know, sometimes I shouldn't Google that, so I'm not going to. I thought about it. I was like, no.
The internet is a magical place.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find it.
No, I'm all set.
No, I was the shark and I ruined my shark costume. It was like 5-6 years old at this point and it was fraying and getting old. So and it was... Because I can't eat
so
anything without
being tried to recreate the Quint being eaten by Bruce the shark from Jaws scene.
Yes.
So my pant leg was shredded, and he had blood all over his
and
shark suit. And some of the
shreds.
Pant leg shredded in his mouth.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he also took a water bottle to kind of look like the tank at the end.
Yeah, tank.
The
I,
end
painted, it.
That
I painted it silver.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
And
you know?
Stuck it right inside the mouth.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we were at a bar at the time, and they did not have Narragansett, so I had to settle for PBR. Beer is gross, but a PBR it made for some very great picture opportunities.
Yeah,
so,
we took a lot of
So I was sitting there with a PBR, just being like, "Here's us women with bow-legged women." But yeah,
people are like, "Where's Ashes?" And she's like,
"I'm like, I'm right here." They're like, "Shut up."
Let me tell you, I used to work at a bar. First, there's two stories. First off, I used to work at a bar, and after hours, we used to be able to drink. So the options were Keystone or PBR. I drank Keystone. At least it tasted like water. So you talk about ruining costumes. The first time I did Pride, I'm going to show you the picture. I was female Captain America. Wig, costume she had on the whole
uh-huh.
nine yards.
Yeah, yeah, he took my
costume. I saw that.
Yes, Queen!
I ruined it. I sweat all through that fucking thing.
Oh,
it
my God!
Ruined.
Look at
I Facebook stalked you and I saw those
pictures. I love how you're wearing the Pride flag as a cape.
Oh, it was fucking great.
Oh, yeah, that's inaccurate. Captain America did not have a cape, excuse me.
don't get me started on that, man.
But yeah.
Can I tell you how much one thing I
if
hate?
You had a rainbow shield.
Mark likes to be in drag, don't let him fool you.
I just make an ugly woman.
He loves drag.
It's well, that's okay. We're talking about what we're doing this year, and it's like apparently like we switch off every other year. So now this year he has to be in drag. So
I don't care.
You know, he likes it.
I got some catcalls walking from the DCU center to the cove.
He likes wearing dresses because it airs out the bits a little bit.
Ah, that's
fair. Oh. It really does.
I mean. I had my wallet.
He still wears the, so the Nanomomo that I got him was from Walmart on clearance for $5.
Yeah, that's it. It's like $5, $6.
He still wears it to bed.
Yes.
In the summer.
It's a nightshirt.
Yeah, ultimately,
yeah, but sometimes
yes,
like it ends up
really long, like
it ends up being like a crop top, and by the time I twist and turn and sleep.
So you're wearing like, a baby pink hot, like,
by the time I finish tossing and turning, I wake up the next morning, it's like, yeah.
He gets out of bed, I'm just like, hey, baby.
Like, why am I cold?
He's like, oh, it's a bit nipply in here.
Yeah, but that's the only part that's covered.
Oh, sweet Christmas. This is amazing. So I kind of figured this was going
to
happen.
I was like, we haven't even gotten to, like, the show topic you were
talking
about.
No. I'm going to put out two episodes next week, so this is going to be episode one.
Oh, nice.
So this has been...
Are we recording two episodes today?
Yes.
Yes! I'm so excited! It's so fluffy! Oh,
happened to me. I went on my buddy's show, the Best Darn Diddly Podcast, and we covered because they're a Simpsons review show. They started with episode one, and they're just mowing their way through.
Funny story. Maria suggested this now that we have Hulu because I was telling her like the Simpsons is still a really good show.
It's only this most recent season. It's not.
No, don't tell me that.
But it will be on the Disney streaming service in November. All right.
I'll wait till that.
Because Disney owns everything.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Disney owns my tampons. Like, I mean, they own fucking everything.
You beat me to it. It's that time of month again.
They shouldn't be taxed. But I was on their show and I was going to be episode 98, but I live and breathe the fucking Simpsons. And it was the episode where when Homer was the chosen one, the Stonecutters episode.
Do you know the song? Please tell me you know the song.
Oh, I sang the song.
Can you please sing the song for me?
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down?
We do. We do.
Who keeps the Martians under wraps? Who keeps Atlantis off the maps?
We do.
We do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes Steve Guttenberg a star? We do. We do.
Think of my favorite one.
Who robs Kate Fish of their sight? Who rigs every Oscar night? We do.
And after the old man wakes up.
We do.
Do as I command. Damn it, Wade.